Yeah, she got that water, and it was not from the well. Living River, right here on WDDO FM 900 in Columbus City. Yeah, I know it's actually 90.0, but we like 900. It just rolls across the tongue smoother. This is Worship, Dinner, Drive, and Other. And drive time right now is 5:30, or actually it's, 5:03 p.m. That's dyslexia. We'll talk about that issue later. And outside our studios right now, we're looking at 59 degrees, but things are dropping down into the low 50s tonight. Highs tomorrow, though, reaching up into the upper 60s. We'll have more on your extended outlook coming up. Also got a guest that's coming in today that's going to be talking about how you can go from surviving to thriving if you are one of the adults that have to struggle with ADHD. That's me, and perhaps it's you. We'll learn more about that coming up right here on Columbus City's very own WDDO FM 900. Here's Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's Paradise. Keep listening. Don't just have it on. Turn it up. WDDO FM 900 in Columbus City, your perfect mix of down-home favorites and a few recent ones as well. Okay, that one's not too recent, but you know what I'm getting at. It is right now 6:05, and your extended weather outlook for this week of October 16th, 2011 is sponsored by the delicious homemade bakings of Mrs. Mulligan's Muffin Shop, located right here on the square. Take a tasty treat home tonight from your nearest Mrs. Mulligan's Muffin Shop. Extended weather outlook tonight, mostly cloudy with a shower or two around, low of around 51. High tomorrow, 68. Tomorrow night, a stray evening shower, otherwise some cloudiness, low around 57. And then Friday and Saturday on in through to Sunday, we're looking at temps in the low 70s and intervals of clouds and sun. Right now, under mostly cloudy skies, we've got about 59 degrees with the humidity at 54%, but the pressure's falling, so we've got more of that rain coming in today. Hey, listen, CNN reports a clinical study conducted in December of last year found that the symptoms of attention deficit disorders like ADD and ADHD do in fact carry over into adulthood. All of us probably know someone who suffers with this. Maybe you are one. And with healthcare costs still on the climb, maybe you're like me. You may feel it's near impossible to continue professional treatment. If so, how are you coping? Is it all you can do to survive, even as a follower of Christ? Is it even unfair to suggest that you could actually thrive in the midst of conditions so potentially crippling? Join us now as we discuss this with ADD, ADHD, survivor turned thriver. I look at him as a thriving survivor, Mark Gacho. Mark is currently a third-year applied linguistics student at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, and Mark could also be called a thriving survivor, just as I said, having overcome some very challenging struggles over his ADD. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Frank Hawaii. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome, and I'm glad that you're here. Listen, describe for us, if you would, briefly, how attention deficit disorder played out for you as a child.
Sure. I like to start off with a joke, though.
Okay.
How many ADD kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
Want to go ride bikes? And that's what it was like growing up. I couldn't stay on task. I couldn't stay focused. And my parents had no idea what to do with me. So they would take me to the doctors and the psychiatrists, and they did what the psychiatrist told them to do. They medicated me.
Oh.
So I was medicated for like 14 years for ADD.
Wow. And you know, that's interesting that you should bring up the medication. A CNN health report study that I showed you there, it suggested that only half of those children diagnosed ADHD actually need medication. Now, do you feel that this is a problem of neglect, or does it seem that maybe there's just too much for even health care providers to figure out? What do you think's going on?
I think that the doctors need to spend more time with these children who are labeled as having ADD. Maybe even get some more referrals, because like they're just going by what the parents are telling them. And the parents are very one-sided, because the parents are just going by what the teachers are telling them. that the teachers are, in the parents' minds, an absolute authority.
Okay. That makes sense. And that's another point, too. How does, and correct me if I'm wrong, yours is ADD and not ADHD, right?
Yeah, well, sort of. Growing up, I was ADD.
Okay.
But there were whispers of ADHD. So it was kind of like this newish thing coming out, and they weren't too sure who to call what with it.
Okay, and if I'm correct, the studies indicate that someone with ADD usually zones out, whereas someone with ADHD, normally they're in some kind of manic state.
That would be pretty good, yeah.
Okay. Got another question for you. How would you say that things in your life as a child compare to your life today as an adult coping with this disorder?
I've had to accept it, I guess, and I've had to settle down some.
What would you say is one of your most successful therapies to help you focus?
Marriage.
Really?
Getting married. Big
wait,
time.
Wait a minute. Now, you're saying that marriage is actually a help to the attention deficit disorder?
That's the biggest thing that got me to settle down. I was no longer responsible just for myself. My actions didn't just affect me. It affected my wife also.
Okay. So is it, in other words, just so I understand you right, is it similar to what I've heard where they talk about marriage itself is a kind of a therapy? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. And also, my ADD had to be responsible for it and had to take responsibility for something. And that definitely puts you on track.
Can you give me one or two examples of how that taking responsibility looks?
With schoolwork,
uh-huh.
I know when it has to be done. And I'm pretty good at calculating how much time I'll be able to get it done with. So I'll procrastinate as long as possible. But like once it's go time and I realize like I have to do this, I'm able just to settle down, maybe more out of panic than like anything else to get the project done.
So the urgency is what drives you.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
Okay. I can kind of relate to that. It took my wife Melissa a while to not just become comfortable, but just simply become, I guess, acclimated is the word, to the way that my brain functions or misfires. And I think she realized that a lot of times I do some of my best work when I'm in the pressure cooker, you know, when
yes,
I know I've got
yes.
time factor. I think you'd probably agree as well, though, so that we're not completely driving our wives nuts, we have to meet them halfway and try and find ways to plan out what we're doing so we're not up all night. Am I right?
Definitely. Because, yeah. Like, my action, I've said this before, but, like, my actions directly affect my wife. I don't like seeing her down, so I have to make time to spend with her.
If I'm not mistaken, you're going to have an even greater challenge. It's going to bring you therapy in the next, 3 months or so, right?
Yeah, in January 19th, we're expecting our firstborn child.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, you're trying to work all this out in your head, you know, how you're going to balance all that, I guess, huh?
What I'm thinking now is, and this might be off topic. Well, maybe it is on topic.
That's okay. It's
what,
anything is off topic is actually on topic with ADHD. So
yeah, definitely. What I'm trying to figure out like what behaviors I do and do not want to pass on to my children.
Sure.
And this ADD thing, hopefully it's not genetic. And hopefully it's not learned behavior.
You know, but if it is, the report that CNN referred to was actually a biomed study. And even though we as attention deficit disorder adults may have trouble with the speed at which it takes us to finish a task, we are a little more alert at that task and more focused than someone who doesn't have the disorder. It's almost like when we are focused, we're hyper focused.
Yeah, definitely. You can't stop us.
All right, so I could almost see where that could translate itself, with your child's life. Maybe if you, and in fact, I tell parents this: get them into music or get them into sports. Would you agree?
Yeah, get them some kind of activity,
something creative. Yes. that can get them going. And you know what? That brings us to your five ways that are guaranteed to take ADHD from surviving to thriving. And I'll just read these off and I'll let you comment on them.
Sure.
First one says, regular time alone with God, and you make a comment here, can be tricky. What do you mean by that?
I really do want to pray to God. I definitely want to have that relationship with them, but it's difficult to stay focused in prayer. After like 30 seconds or a minute, I don't mean to get distracted, but like I'll start looking at like the television, even if it's not on, or I'll find a book, I'll start reading that. And like a half hour later, I'll be like, oh, I was praying. I should go back to that.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
But I think you'll agree that the Lord is a lot more patient with us than we are.
Very much
right.
So.
Okay. So now we're on number two. Develop a solid work ethic in job and life.
So yeah, I never really had an issue with work ethic. Growing up, I always saw my dad come home and go to work. And somehow he instilled in me a very solid work ethic. So going to work and working was never really an issue with me.
And how has that played out now in your own adult work life?
Well, you know, I don't want to pat my own shoulder, but like...
Well, let's say compared to home life and work life, where would you say that you're more easily focused?
At work, definitely.
Okay.
Because like there's a singular task that I have to get done. Whereas at home, there's like, there's dripping water, there's clocks, anything can distract you.
Yeah, I tell people it's like the 40-lane highway, each lane going a totally different direction. Do you agree with that? Yeah. So, and that leads me to my next point, or your next point. You've got seek out a protector, someone who isn't afraid to speak into you. And I think you mentioned that role was played by your former youth leader.
Yeah, I was somewhat of a troublemaker growing up, but he was very involved with like my past and its baggage. So he would step in for me and he would kind of protect me and explain to the other leaders what my issues were.
The next point is when you feel yourself getting discouraged, you have here, shake your head no immediately. Explain to us, what do you mean by shake your head no?
When I feel myself getting depressed or going towards that path, I've assigned a physical trait to it where I will just physically shake my head no left to right. And like that'll shake away with the bad thoughts that I'm having.
Makes sense. The last point here, I think everybody would agree with, no matter where we are in life, pray, pray, pray.
Yes, yes.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you coming in and talking with us today, sharing us the wisdom that God's actually taught you. We, of course, wish you and Ann well with the birth of your baby coming up. And be praying for you guys. And you guys out there, if you'd like more information about ADD or ADHD, you'll find the behavior study we mentioned at a website called behavioralandbrainfunctions.com. There you can find out more statistical information and also some results of the test as well. And we're going to say goodnight. I'm sorry. We're not going to say goodnight. I still have to give you the calendar. We're going to do that right on the other side of this break. Here's Garrison Keillor. Let's see just what it means to juggle a chihuahua. Thanks for listening to FM 900.
I'm going to juggle a chicken and a chainsaw and a chihuahua.